What would be one statement you'd make to Governor Brown if you were here right now?
Pretty much what we're all trying to say, don't cut our funding because we need it.
If you could say one thing to Governor Brown, Mario, what would you say?
I said, Mr. Brown, we need your help. We need you to think about us. One day, who's going to be taking care of you when you get older? You know, we're students here. You know, I'm a nursing student personally, so if you can't take care of us now, who's going to be taking care of you later?
What would you say to the governor or any of the legislators right now if you had the ear of somebody who could make a difference?
I would say, we're your future. Don't limit us to doing what we could do. Go ahead and give us what we need, the supplies that needed, that we need to survive to succeed.
What do we want? When do we want it? Now. What do we want?
March in March 2013 was a peaceful protest in support of higher education, a step towards a number of important goals, and one more reason to be proud of PCC. Students from community colleges all over the state were present on March 4th, 2013, as groups gathered in Sacramento's Raley Field and prepared for the 10 o'clock march to the Capitol building and the rally that would happen in support of higher education. And a record number of PCC students took a bus up to Sacramento and rode all night to participate.
We are going to be at the front of the march right now. We're going to be marching with this thing, and we're going to be saying to everyone that we care about higher education.
The thing to which ASPCC President Simon Fraser is referring is a banner that says March for Higher Education.
We want to have a degree, a transfer, a CTE, whatever it is we want to do. We want to get out of the community college system and get into our lives.
And indeed, when the march did leave that morning at 10 o'clock, PCC was at the very head of it, right behind that banner. And once the group arrived at the steps of the Capitol building, a rally started.
Let us march with the spirit of UC students who in the fall of 2011 stopped at 81% being white. Let us march with the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. who has stated, "We who engage in nonviolent direct action are not the creators of tension. We merely bring to the surface the hidden tension that is already alive."
Among the speakers was Senator Noreen Evans. In February of this year, she introduced SB 241. This was a bill that would impose a severance tax on oil producers and fund higher education in California.
Oil companies year after year have record profits and take our oil from our soil in the state. This will finally tax them for doing that. They're the only oil producing in the United States that does not tax oil companies. This bill will produce $2 million or more per year to fund higher education.
And Speaker Will Bruce, current president of the California Community College Educational Opportunity Program Student Association, reminded the audience just how far-reaching the effects of community college can be.
When I came to the community college, I was a single father on welfare. I received the help from the program called EOPS. Is EOPS in the house? Now I'm the EOPS Association president and director of EOPS at Allen Hancock College. I have two sons at the community college. One just got accepted to San Jose State. One is here today with you.
The rally concluded with a reminder.
Put your left hand on the shoulder of the person next to you. It doesn't matter if you don't put it out all in this struggle together. When we say holla back, y'all say,
I got your back.
When we say holla back, y'all say,
I got your back.
And let's do it.
And as Rich Copenhagen said, March March in March 2013 was only the beginning.
Throughout the year, the single most important thing that students can do is talk about it. You talk about the issues with your family, with the students at your college, with your teachers. You talk about it with your local legislators and go make legislative visits. And the critical thing is to escalate the conversation. I would say that the most important thing is to talk about it, especially when you're going and talking to your legislators.
In fact, a group of students from PCC had had a scheduled meeting with legislators that morning, and Associated Students Vice President for External Affairs John Fraser said it had gone very well.
We brought up census accounting practices and the 90-unit cap for the Board of Governors. The lobby committee members next to me, Kelly, Mimi, and Anthony, also helped out, like brought four different kinds of points, and we ended up just having like a really fruitful discussion with the education staffer for Senator Ed Hernandez.
What's the next step?
The next step is following up.
I'm studying psychology. I want to eventually go into education and have my own nonprofit to advocate education for children in Mexico.
Melody, what's your dream with a psych major?
My dream is to counsel youth and children so they could have a better life and better education.
My dream is my unrealistic dream, Steven Spielberg. Want to be him. More realistic dream, work in a movie.
And my dream basically is, at this point, I'm a biochemistry student, and my goal is to attain my degree in Bachelor's of Science in biochemistry, and then hopefully take the MCAT.
What'd you think about today's March in March?
I think it was amazing, and if this keeps going on, we're going to change a lot of things for the better.
This is Dot Cannon for Lancer Radio.